Welcome to the Time to Thrive podcast, developed and sponsored by the Thrive Ladies Ministry of Central Baptist Church in Kannapolis, North Carolina. Come with us as Aaliyah and Anna dive deep into God's Word and discover what it means to live like Jesus, a new series by Time to Thrive podcast. Whether you're driving, working, or relaxing, we're glad you have joined us today. And now, it's time to thrive. It's Aaliyah
and Anna,
ready to help you start your week off right with the Time to Thrive podcast. All right, guys, this is another episode where it's just me and Anna, and we're going to do a podcast episode about overcome like Jesus. The biblical definition of overcome is prevail over opposition and quality of endurance, conquer, defeat, overthrow, or vanquish. So the scripture that we're going to be in this episode is Matthew 4, verses 1 through 11. So I'm going to read 1 through 6 real fast, and then Anna is going to finish it out. So Matthew 4, 1 through 6 says, "Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterwards he was hungry. Now when the tempter came to him, he said, 'If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread.' But he answered and said, It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.' Then the devil took him up unto the holy city, set him to the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, 'If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they should bear you up, lest you dash your foot against the stone.'
Jesus said to him, 'It is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God.' Again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and all of their glory. And he said to him, 'All these things I will give you if you fall down and worship me.' Then Jesus said to him, 'Away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve.' Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him." So the first point that we have is we're going to see how Christ overcame in these different situations to do in the wilderness. So first of all, we see that Jesus had to overcome physical opposition that he was going through. So we can see he was fasting at this time. So, of course, he was exhausted. He was hungry, all the different elements. So I know for myself, when I'm hungry and I'm tired and I'm exhausted, and it said mm-hmm. in here that he was hungry. In the verses, it did say that. And then the devil came upon him in this weak state, in this state of I'm hungry, I'm exhausted. And so that was one of the areas that Christ had to overcome when he was physically, emotionally, spiritually just exhausted in this state of weakness. But we'll see later on how he went about this and how he overcame this. So the first point was that he had to overcome the physical opposition, that he was hungry and he was physically exhausted.
He was also mentally and emotionally struggling. Just he was hungry and he was exhausted, and like you yourself, if you're hungry and exhausted, you know, you're not gonna be at your most emotionally and mentally best.
In one of the other points that we had underneath this with how he was mentally and emotionally struggling mm-hmm. was back in Matthew when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and how he was like, "Your will be done in my life," but it showed us that he was grievous, he was distressed,
yes.
he was, mm-hmm. so that was another area where we can see not only did he struggle in the wilderness, but we also see in the Garden of Gethsemane where mm-hmm. he also struggled in that time as well. I just wanted to add that.
Yeah.
That was another example.
Like he was fully God, but he was also fully man. Yeah. Man, so he had the same struggles physically and emotionally and mentally, just like anyone else did. And later on, we'll see like how he overcome those things, how he shows us how we can overcome because he was fully man, just like us. Yeah. I keep saying men.
And I know some people say, like, when they're grieving or when they really are distressed, sometimes they're like, what sin is in my life? And sometimes that is the case, like, definitely sometimes. But also, sometimes you're just so discouraged and so troubled and have so much just anxiety sometimes. And it's like, I've been seeking the Lord. I've been doing everything right. I've been trying to seek his will. Like, what am I doing wrong? Like, is it? And sometimes it is just the devil trying to attack you.
I think it's also like transition times. Like, I feel like I'm going in through one of those periods, like, even with my job and just my personal life, it's like all transition. And I feel like the devil really can like attack you in those transition times where it's like you just finished something and now you're starting something new. Just how like Jesus was just finishing this 40-day fast and stuff like that, and now he was getting tempted by the devil.
But this was right after he had been baptized. And then he went into the wilderness for this period of time. And that was like the start of his ministry once that time out of the wilderness was over. Then he started his ministry and the works and so all of those things. So you're right. It was definitely a transition time. And again, when he was in the garden, he was about to go into something that was excruciating. So it was, you're right. He did have different periods of time where it was new seasons, and like you said, he was fully God, fully man. But there was one part when in the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6:10, when he says, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." So he specifically tells his disciples that this is the way you should pray. Like, this is an outline for how you should pray to the Lord. And he also, because he says that part, "Your will be done," and in the garden, he actually uses in Matthew 26:42, he said, this was while he was in the garden, he said, "Again, a second time, he went away and prayed, saying, 'Oh, my Father, if this cup will not pass away from me unless I drink it, your will be done.'" So he literally is, back in chapter 6, he told his disciples, this is how you should pray, "Your will be done, Father." And he's over here in the garden experiencing this distress, this anguish, this grievousness that it describes in the Bible. And he still says, your will be done. So that's huge. That's what I saw. I was like, I've never seen that correlation of how Jesus prayed. He really is praying the way he told his. And there's power in prayer. I mean, we'll see that later, but that was another example.
I know this is kind of hard, like, waiting to, like, get into the...
Alrighty, and then the other one that we have is that he struggled spiritually, and we can see this definitely because one of the main characters while Jesus was in the wilderness was the devil, and another word for him is the tempter. So he was going through spiritual temptation, bringing him on the temple and saying, "You can have all this," or bringing him on top of the mountain saying, "You can have all this," which is crazy that he even thought that he could tempt Jesus. But it shows that the devil is not one to shy away from anyone to see if he can make them fall and fail. So he was going through spiritual opposition as well and spiritual struggle. But now we're going to jump into the part of how he overcame these different areas.
But the first point that we have of how he overcame, or how can we overcome like Jesus, is by prayer. And prayer is such a big thing. I'm trying to do it. I think you should do it.
Prayer?
Yeah, please do.
She says this just because I like to talk about prayer.
Well, I feel like I could never do it as good as you would say it.
Nope. Well...
Not in, like, a bad way. Like, I could so sit here and talk about it, but...
Yeah. No, one of the... I know, at least for me in my life, when I'm going through either physical opposition, mental or emotionally just exhausted, or spiritually, I'm just going through something that it feels like there's just spiritual warfare everywhere. One of the things that I wish I could say I run to a lot, because I talk about it so much. I talk about how I love prayer and how prayer is like, it's such a tool that the Lord has given us. You would think that since I talk about it a lot and I, you know, I'm speaking to people and saying, this is your biggest tool, like this is your greatest tool you can use. Like the Holy Spirit is living inside you. Like you can pray to the Lord. You can ask him for help. That's probably one of the things that when I am just at my lowest, I do not want to pray. Mm-hmm. Like I do not want to. So I talk about it so much, but there are times where I'm going through these oppositions and sometimes I don't even want to overcome, or the thought of sitting down or actually getting on my knees and stopping what I'm doing and praying, it is exhausting. But as soon as you say, dear Lord, it's like you just start crying. It's like, okay, I need to do this. So no, prayer was one that we mm-hmm. see that this was a huge area, how the Lord Jesus, as we see in the garden, he used prayer to give him strength, to renew his strength, but also give him, I think, understanding in a way, mm-hmm. or just help him through whatever was going on. Because knowing that you're talking to your Father and he's hearing you, that's comforting. So prayer is comforting on its own.
I'm actually going to comment. Sorry, now I want to talk about it. I actually just had this conversation with my mom. Me and my mom have been talking about prayer a lot here recently. And I do it on the way to work every morning. I pray every morning. I was talking to mom about how I pray every morning on the way to work, and she was actually just telling me that she actually prays on the way to work too. She doesn't even listen to music until she prays, because mm-hmm. she says she can't even start her day without praying. And she says she calls everyone out by name at her job, and she calls everyone out by name and just to protect them and stuff. And like, some days I don't do it. I don't do it every day. Like when I get my car, normally I pray on the way to work, and some days I don't do it. And on those days that I don't pray, I can feel it. I know I did not pray. And there have been times, if you don't know, I work at a preschool at the church. And there are times where I like literally, I set my kids and I'm like, guys, we need to pray. We're going to pray really fast. And we all sit there and I pray out loud for all the kids and for me just to have the peace and the patience and the wisdom mm-hmm. to like get through the day. And the reason me and mom started talking about it is because I had one of those days where I did not pray, and I knew, and I set the kids down and I prayed with them and stuff. And my mom could tell it was one of those days. She like came in there when we were talking about it. I was like, yeah, I am praying today. So I had to pray. And she was talking about how my brother just went to Liberty, and so they went to drop him off at Liberty, and she said one of the things that she had gotten from there is this quote or whatever. She said it, and I'm not going to be able to say it the way she said it, but basically, if you're doing something for the Lord and you're doing the work for the Lord, like whatever it may be, your job, the thing you're volunteering for, you're not going to be able to do it fully and have the biggest impact mm-hmm. if you're not praying mm-hmm. for it.
Yeah.
Like, I will never be able to do my job as efficiently and effectively mm-hmm. for the purpose of the Lord and building his kingdom if I don't pray and ask him for the wisdom, for the mm-hmm. strength, and for what he wants me to do yeah. in that. And so we were just talking about it, and really, it really does work. Like mm-hmm. I think some people absolutely. Like think you're like just mm-hmm. saying words out loud mm-hmm. and like it doesn't yeah. go anywhere, but really, like, it brings this peace over mm-hmm. you. Like, I might be going through this right now, and I'm probably really am struggling, but you are going to guide me and lead me mm-hmm. where I'm supposed to yeah. go. And yeah so
because it feels different when you sit down and pray to the Lord, when you like, versus when you sit down and just talk to yourself mm-hmm. like
yeah,
it definitely does.
It also
is a lot different.
it also I've been doing this recently. I used to like pray in my head, but it's mm-hmm. so much different, and so much. Maybe this is me because, like, my brain is just going through a million different things mm-hmm. at once. But I feel like it's so much easier if you pray out loud. Yeah. Like, you could be by yourself, not praying with anyone else, but praying out loud is going to let you, like, stay on what you need to, like, you're focusing on praying and talking to him and having a conversation, and you're praying out loud, and then you, like, start to, like, know what you need to be praying for, because then you just... The Lord just knows what you need to say, and it just like comes out, and he just knows. Yeah. And sometimes you don't know what to say, and that's okay. Yeah, there's there's prayers, like you said, where you're just like, dear God, and just the tears go, and then there's nothing else needs to be said. That's it. Yeah. And then he knows. Yeah. But yeah, I've been doing that a lot, praying out loud. Mm-hmm. That helps me a lot.
Yeah. I've noticed that too. If I'm just, I'm very distracted sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like at nighttime, if I'm gonna pray, and I'm like, you know what, I want to sit in my bed right now, and I'm like, I'm just gonna sit, because most of the time I get down beside my bed and I go on my knees like a grandma, and I'm but it works for me, it's great, and normally I do that, but sometimes I'm like, I'm just gonna lay in my bed, and I'm like, I can pray, and I'll be praying in my head, and then it's like I'm either knocked out or the cat wakes me up, and I'm like, oh my goodness, and then I'm like, I have got to get up, like I can take 30 seconds to go on my knees and pray to the Lord out loud, and then it makes a huge difference, like it wakes me up, I'm in the moment.
And like in the morning too, like I just know the things I have to get through the day, so like I'm praying, and then I'll be praying for help and like the strength and the wisdom to get through this one situation. I'm like, oh wait, but then after that I have this, and then like I stop, like it's almost like you like not purposely, but like you're like, you finished the prayer like 30 seconds ago, and now you're thinking about something else, but you didn't even really finish it. And so you're like, oh wait, everything I just thought about, obviously I need to be praying for that. So please help me with all that too. So praying out loud, you really like, anyways, let's move on.
Okay. Now I'll say one more thing. Sometimes when I'm praying or whatever, if I'm praying in my head or like I'm in my car or something, and I feel myself wandering, and I'm like, I need to like finish the prayer. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes I'll just rush through and just name my prayer, amen.
Yeah.
But sometimes if I'm like, I don't know, like if there is something in my life, I'm like, in Jesus' name, I was like, I've got to say it out loud. Yes. It just makes an emphasis. But okay, so the next thing that we see Christ use in the wilderness to overcome was scripture. So I have some of the screenshots here on my phone. So it said the different verses that Christ used. So first of all, he used Deuteronomy 8:3 when it says, people do not live on bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. So he used Old Testament scripture. The memorization of scripture is huge. And then also we see the devil, which is so interesting, and I want to learn a lot more about this, but this devil goes and uses a psalm, and he says he will order his angels to protect you, and he will hold you up with their hands so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone. And he used Psalm 91:11-12. So the devil came back and quoted scripture. So it's almost like he twists even God's holy word. And I don't know, that was so interesting to me, that it's like, I don't know, that was really interesting to me. And I want to learn a lot more about that, because I know that goes in depth a lot more about how the devil twists scripture. But then Christ goes on and quotes, or throughout he quotes Deuteronomy 6:16, and this is where he says the scriptures also say you must not test the Lord your God. So he said, in response to the devil's accusation or trying to twist the scripture, he goes and quotes another one. So he has all these scriptures memorized, and he knows the scriptures, he knows the Old Testament, he knows these things. And then he used again Deuteronomy 6:13, and he says, you must worship the Lord your God and serve him only. And then it says, and then the devil went away, and the angels came and took care of Christ. So scripture memorization, I know when we were creating this outline, Aaliyah, you said that you were memorizing some scripture, and then I've been trying to memorize Isaiah 66:1-3. I haven't done the best, but I did really good. I had quoted all of it the other day. I don't know if I could do it on the top of my head. What ones were you doing? Because you had said.
I had done Romans 8:15. I was going to quote it, but I'm scared to quote it. I was going to do the same thing. And then I also memorized Ephesians 2:10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I want to do a lot more.
Yeah.
I memorized, I actually have Psalms 139, verse 14 memorized. Mm-hmm. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot of memorized verses like that from the preschool. We teach them memory verses and stuff like that. So like I have a lot more memorized, like for I know the plans I have for you, verses like that. But like I want to learn and memorize verses that I can use in the time of what I'm going through. Like find a verse of something that's going to help me through the specific, like, transition, my transition time.
Yeah.
And, like I remember, I memorized Romans 8:15. And the reason I started to memorize that verse, when I started to memorize that verse, was because I was in a time and place where I was, like, feeling so much anxiety and fear. And that one is, talks about how we don't have the spirit of fear, the bondage of fear, but we have the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba Father. So anytime I was feeling scared or anxious or afraid, I would say that verse and I would feel.
And also knowing context as well. Like knowing, because we see how the devil used scripture and used it a lot just out of context.
I was about to say, like, I feel like the world, like the world now especially, uses so many Bible verses and stuff out of context.
Yeah.
And the devil, like how you were saying, like the devil using scripture, I think he uses it in a way, especially for non-Christians and even Christians who like are newly into Christianity and stuff like that, that he uses it in a way to like almost scare. I don't want to say scared. Maybe that's not the right word, but anyways, sorry.
No, you're good.
But yeah. Oh, do you want me to go to the next point?
Sure.
All right. The next one we have to overcome, how we can overcome like Jesus, is fasting. I do want to point out that Jesus was he was already fasting. He didn't fast to overcome the devil's temptations. He was fasting to move on to his next. He felt like he needed to fast before he went to get closer to the Lord. Like he was fasting to get closer to the Lord. And but we can use fasting to overcome spiritual warfare, like when we are in the sense of if we're being tempted with something, fasting so that we can overcome those things and find the answer to those things. Also, let's talk about what fasting is, because I don't know if everyone exactly might know what fasting is. Fasting is going without something important for a period of time in order to focus your thoughts on God. So, let me look.
I would say you definitely hear fasting. It actually, in one of the commentator things that I had read, that it wasn't super, super common for Jesus to fast. It said, in fact, this is from Got Questions. It says, we don't see Christ fasting often, but if he did, it was for very important reasons. And he said, in fact, this crisis, or the people, the religious people actually condemned him for, why are you eating and why are you drinking? Why are you, you're supposed to be fasting. You're supposed to be doing these religious rituals. And I know just like anything, we can use it as a way of just like, so Christ used it as. It was something that was very important, very useful, a tool that you can definitely use. And I know people who have, whether they're not able to have children or whether there's when they're getting married or if there's these really big things that they're dealing with in their lives, when they're able to silence out everything else and focus on Christ and just sit down with him and saying, I'm going to allow you to take over this situation. I know fasting is huge, so we definitely see fasting as a part of Christ went into the wilderness, was fasting, and yet the devil still tempted him. Mm-hmm. When he was at a time of, I'm going to seek the Lord,
yeah.
He still tried to attack him, still tried to defeat him, even though the purpose of him being there was to grow closer to the Lord, mm-hmm. was to focus on him, was to prepare him for this ministry that he had. So that's definitely a huge area of it. And I was also going to add that we can hang on to his promises. I was listening to Overcomer by Mandisa on my way here, and I think it's something in the song, like she says, hang on to his promises.
Perfect song to
listen to. And I was like, let me look up some of his promises, because that's mm-hmm. so true, because when you're going through all these situations in your life, or you're going through something, everything around you can seem so false. Like, I talked to one of my ladies, and she said, sometimes you just have to sit down, and you have all these thoughts that are going on, and sometimes you have to look at the situation outside of your lens, outside of your rose-colored glasses, just look at the situation and say, what is true about this? What is false about this situation? What is true about this situation? What am I worrying about that is false, it's not true, and you have to pick out the truth in that. And so sometimes it's incredible to be able to sit down, you're struggling with something, you're going through these situations, but yet you're able to sit down, and for example, you're able to say, in Isaiah 41:10, he says, for I will be with you, and then in Isaiah 40:31, he says, I will renew your strength, and then in Deuteronomy 31:8, he says, he will never fail us. And then in Psalms 32:8, he says he will guide us. And then in Matthew 11:28-29, he says he will give us rest if we obey him and we seek him. So there's these promises, and we know that the Lord keeps his promises. And so if we're able to sit and we're in a season of struggling, or we're in a season that we need to overcome with the Lord's strength, we can remember his goodness. Mm-hmm. And also it takes all of that on us thinking, I'm going to overcome this on my own. I can do this on my own. But your mindset shifts to thinking of the Lord has said he will be with me and that he's going to renew my mm-hmm. strength each morning. He's going to clothe me with grace and mercy each morning if I come to him and I obey him and I seek him during this season. So that's a huge part, is remembering his promises. Mm-hmm. And so we have application.
Yeah, I was going to say, speaking of hanging on to his promises, uh-huh. No matter, like, what you're going through, what you're listening to this episode to, mm-hmm. maybe you need a little encouragement to help you overcome the situation you may be going through. John 16:33 says, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. Mm-hmm. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So that verse is just saying, no matter what you're going through, he is there and there's peace in him, and he has overcome everything. Anything that you will face or go through, because you are going to have trouble mm-hmm. in this world, he has overcome it all, and you just have to go to him, and he will help you.
Yeah.
Help you through it.
Yeah. And one of the other things is talking with others and encouraging others. I was actually speaking with a girl this week, and she's been struggling with some things. And I said, I remember I was giving my examples of a time that I could relate to her mm-hmm. and what she was going through. And I said, I remember thinking, like, no one's going through this. No one's here with mm-hmm. me. In the back of my mind, I knew there had to be someone else struggling with this out there. But you feel so isolated. You don't want to tell anybody. You don't even want help at times. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really, you have to force yourself to that. And I said, she was just saying how it was so hard and it's so difficult, like, to just keep hope. And I told her, I said, just remember how you're feeling in this moment. Hang on to the feelings, the emotions that you're experiencing right now. And I said, there will be a girl or your daughter or your cousin or someone that you know that's going to go through this situation. Mm-hmm. They're going to be feeling the emotions that you felt. They're going to, and as I'm telling her this, I'm remembering mm-hmm. all of the emotions and the feelings and how I felt like everything was hopeless. And I mm-hmm. said, you're going to have a girl that is any situation in your life, she's going to come up to you or you're going to hear about it and she's going to be struggling in the same way that you are or feeling the same ways. So I said, just hold on for that little girl. Like, just hold on, because if you're able to get through this, you're able to testify that the Lord is good, that he got you through this. You're going to be able to minister to this girl through the pain that you went through. So I was mm-hmm. like, do not think that you're going through this alone. Like, you need to hold on for the girls that need you. Like, if you're not going to do it for yourself, at least do it for the girl that's going to come after. And then it really puts in a perspective of, because we talk about, like, I don't know, like, taking care of your younger self, like your inner child. I don't necessarily mm-hmm. agree with all of that. But it's like, take care, minister to the younger generation that you have. Like, they're going to struggle in the ways you are. They're going to have situations and trials in their life that they're going to come to you and you're going to be able to say, this is how I got through it. I was feeling the exact same thing, but let me walk you through it. And I was able to do that this week. And that was pretty much the first time that I had actually been able to be that vulnerable and say, like, let me help you. Like, mm-hmm. you are my girl. Like, let me tell you how I was feeling and how I got through it. So encourage others with what you've been through, with things that you're trying to overcome now. Just be open to other believers, mm-hmm. to other women, to other people in your family. Just be open and share what you're going through. And you'll be surprised that there's other people who are going through the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. If it's not the exact same thing, they felt the emotions before. Mm-hmm. They felt the heartbreak before. They felt the pain or the mental strain. And they can give advice. And you can give advice on situations too. So it's really, it brings community together, which community grows, yes, through kindness and love, but community also grows through pain that has been experienced by other people.
The next one is, we have a little challenge for you guys. Well, we have two little challenges. But the first challenge is get in the Word daily. Spend time with God daily. Like, praying, getting into your Word, even if it's just reading one little Bible verse on the mm-hmm. Bible app. Just eventually, you'll want to start reading more, and then mm-hmm. you'll want to start studying more. So the second challenge we have for you is memorize scripture. Just start with one verse, one tiny verse. Memorize it. Say it over and over again. Pick a verse that you're going to want to memorize, mm-hmm. that you need to memorize, that you think is going to help you in your daily life. Mm-hmm. Memorize that scripture, and then you'll memorize that one, and you'll feel amazing. You're yeah. like, yes, that helped me so much. And then you'll want to memorize another one. Yes. Memorize scripture. Spend time with God daily. Mm-hmm. Read your Bible. Yeah. Pray. The way of life. That's how you do it. That's
memorize scripture. Deal with God daily. Alrighty. So closing up, I was going to say one thing. So I've been in my Bible study recently. I had finished up Isaiah. And I'm in 1 Samuel. So, in chapter 1, as of yesterday, so I'm learning about Hannah and how she couldn't have children mm-hmm. and how she went to the temple and was praying and mm-hmm. she was in anguish and was crying out to the Lord, and the priest was like, give away your wine. And she's like, no, mm-hmm. I'm praying to the Lord. Like, please don't think I'm a drunk woman. Like, I'm praying in anguish. And it says that the priest was like, well, I hope, like, the Lord grants your prayer. Like, I hope he blesses you. And it said after she was praying, after she had finished and went back home, it said she went away and she was joyful. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know why it's never clicked in my mind, because I've heard this story over and over again. when she finished praying, her prayer was not yet answered at all. Like, she mm-hmm. still did not have children. Mm-hmm. She still did not have a seed in her womb to have a child. But yet she went away after she poured it all out to the Lord. And she just poured it all out. She was in anguish. She was distressed. She had all of these concerns and these questions, but she poured it out to the Lord and gave this promise to the Lord. And it said when she had finished, she went away and she was joyful. So definitely in prayer, one of the scriptures that I have memorized like since 4 years ago, and I think that's why I love prayer so much, is Philippians 4:6-7. I don't know what version it is, but don't worry about anything. It said pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all you mm-hmm. He has done. But so definitely just remember that there's power in prayer. And so that showed me your prayers don't have to be answered yet for you to have joy. Mm-hmm. So just seek Him, and whatever you're going through, you can overcome it no matter how little, how small. The Lord can show you how to overcome it. But look at His example. He is the person who we're supposed to look up to and say, I want to be like the Lord. I want to memorize scripture. I want to defeat the devil in the ways that Jesus did. We should look to Him, not look to ourselves on how to overcome situations in life, because He has the best tools that we can use. And we mm-hmm. have the Holy Spirit. Like, He's with us. He hasn't left us. He's with His children. He's here with us. And we need to take advantage of knowing that we have a comforter here with us. There's no reason for us to be discouraged and dismayed, because this world, of course, like we know, it's going to get harder and harder, but knowing that the Lord is with us, He's promised that to His people. I think about the disciples. They had their best friend, this guy who they knew was the Lord, and they had been with Him all these years, and then he died, and then He was gone. But when He came back after He was crucified and He was with them the short time before He went off into heaven, He said, I'm giving you a comforter. Like, I'm not leaving. Like, I'm mm-hmm. going to be leaving you, but I will send someone to help you. So how mm-hmm. encouraging. Like, imagine how distraught and so discouraged they were to have this man, their Lord, their Savior. And, like, what do they do? You know, like, what do they do after this? But having Jesus Christ say to them, I am giving you a comforter. You're mm-hmm. not alone. And then they did these incredible works. They were mm-hmm. even martyred for their faith to the point of death. They never denied Christ. So we have the same comforter that the disciples had. We have the same Lord, and we serve the same Lord. So mm-hmm. we need to take advantage of knowing that the Lord is with us and we can call on Him. So with all that said, we're going to pray. Do you want me to pray?
Yeah, you can.
Okay. And then we have a few announcements, but we're going to pray. But everyone listening to this, I know we're all going through something in our lives. If not, we'll go through something. So whatever it is, I pray that you'll just, the situation that you're going through, just think of that situation, have it on your mind, have it on your heart. And as we pray, just ask the Lord to show you the ways to overcome the situation mm-hmm. with His help and not just our help. So, all right, let's pray. Dear Father God, we want to come to You today, and first of all, we want to say thank You for all that You've done. Lord, this world can be hard, and just the things that go on, Father, it can be exhausting to live sometimes, but Father, we want to say that we pray that Your kingdom come, Father, that Your will be done on this world that is crazy, and all these things going around us, having opposition on each side. Lord, I pray that Your will be done in our lives, just like it is in heaven, Father. And Lord, I pray that You strengthen us, You give us all that we need, Father, to overcome these situations in our lives. I'm sure all of us have something on our minds that we're struggling with, and we just need answers, or we need Your comfort and Your love, Father. Lord, I pray that You just guide each one of us to know that You're good. And when temptation comes our way, Father, I pray that You don't lead us into temptation, but Lord, You deliver us and give us the tools to know how we can be delivered out of these situations and out of these temptations, because You are a good Father and You will be with Your children. And Lord, You've promised to be right by our side. You've promised to never leave us, and You will never fail us, and You will strengthen us each morning if we call on You and we obey You, Father. So we thank you for all that you do, and we love you and bless each one of the listeners and everyone in this room, Father. I thank you for all that we do, or all that you do, and we love you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. All right, we have a few announcements for this podcast. Okay. So we have a few announcements. We have Awaken September 28th at 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. You should come.
We're talking about great. Panama.
Panama.
Yeah.
Oh.
So me and Haley will be speaking at that. And our, some of our other ladies that went to Panama will be sharing our experiences from that, mm-hmm. which will be super exciting. I love being able to talk to us, so I'm excited about that.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Also, this is coming out on Labor Day. So happy Labor Day, everyone. This is perfect. You get to enjoy your day off mm-hmm. and listen to us.
Yeah.
So happy Labor Day. Is that what I'm supposed to say? Happy Labor Day? Is that what people say? Happy Labor Day.
Have a good Labor Day.
Have a good Labor Day.
Thank you for laboring. Here's your day off.
Anyways, I just want to thank all the listeners who are on here listening and just supporting us and listening to us. We're just here just wanting to spread the gospel into everyone about Jesus. So mm-hmm. thank you so much for listening, and I hope you are encouraged, and we'll see you next time. If Anna does have anything else to say.
No, I'm good.
We'll see you next time.
All right, bye.
Thank you for listening to Time to Thrive podcast. We hope you are encouraged and inspired to thrive in your daily walk with God. To find out more about the Thrive Ladies Ministry, check out our Instagram and Facebook pages, or visit our website.